to Barnak. That's probably what the country's original voyagers would have said to describe the feeling of the oh-so-almost efforts of the Portage College voyagers in their two weekend games against the Nate Ooks. The voyagers lost a nail-biter of a game 2-1 on Saturday night that needed an extra 5-minute overtime period on Ooks' home ice. The sudden death loss came just 24 hours after Portage lost a double overtime, 4-3 decision, to the Ooks the night before at the Bold Center. The overtime finishes weren't the only similarities to the weekend results. In both games, the Ooks capitalized on early game penalty calls against Portage. Two power play goals lead the way for the Ooks in Friday's game, and Saturday also saw the first goal from Nate scored with Portage a player short. The difference on Saturday was the penalty was a bench minor for too many men, not a hooking or slashing call like on Friday. Braden Dale also scored the first goal for the Voyagers in both games, home and away, and in both games, the Voyagers outshot their opponents. On Friday, the Voyagers fired 44 shots on the Ooks' net, on Saturday, they had 40. Despite the efforts, and fewer power play chances for the opponents, the Voyagers did rack up 28 minutes of penalties in the game, compared to just 16 for the Ooks. The Voyagers' penalties included two 10-minute misconducts issued to players Spencer Kennedy and Brody Dale in the third period. In the Voyagers' net for Saturday's game, Jacob Nijiko faced 39 shots. The final shot, the game-winning goal for the Ooks, came at the 3:23 mark of the first 5-minute overtime period. For more details on Friday night's game, go to www.lakelandtoday.ca for that recap. The overtime loss is the third straight OT defeat for the Voyagers, who have upped their offense and speed in recent games. The weekend overtime losses still earned the Voyagers much-needed single points in the standings, moving them ahead of last-place Concordia at the bottom of the 7-team ACAC League. The Voyagers currently have 4 points in their first 8 games of the season. The overtime wins keep Nate in fourth place. Thunder rolls in. Next up for Portage is a chance to extend their lead over Concordia, as they have 2 games with the Thunder during the Remembrance Day weekend. The Friday, November 11th game is in Edmonton, followed by the rematch game in Lac La Biche on Saturday. The Saturday home game starts at 7 p.m. According to the ACAC website schedule,